Roland, you've been away a year and you're back. It must seem like a totally different environment from what you left.
Yeah, it's crazy. So much has happened in the year. I've been away, really. Yeah, Wembley and being with the internationals and stuff is just a dream come true, really. And words can't describe how it's been. And it's been a fantastic year for me.
Big changes here since you were last here. Not too many of your teammates about.
No, there's not many of them no more. There's not many of like the likes of Barry. I played with Barry, and then he went to Cork, and then I left, obviously. But Coley, probably Owen Toll and Darren Cole, probably the only two that's left that I played with, really. So it's a bit changed around here.
The League of Ireland, that has produced so many internationals in the last 10 or 12 years, and now Stephen Kenny's with the under-21s, and he's obviously going to start paying a lot more attention and try and bring more young guys through, like yourself.
Yeah, of course. Like Stephen, I worked with him and under him, and I worked against him. He knows what he wants, and he gets the best out of the players. Like, he's got the 21s playing really good football. You see it on the TV for the last couple of weeks there. They've been playing really well. Even in the training sessions, he knows what he wants, so he's a good manager. And I think it's good for the young lads that's coming through the first team already, because he knows what they want and he'll get the best out of them. And when he comes up, I don't think he'll be shy in playing them. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And Mick as well, Mick's an unbelievable manager. He gets the players on board, and he's the motivation. You see it in the last few games, like 3 wins, 1 draw, like top of the table. It's amazing.
What's it like being around that level of manager and obviously his assistant, like Robbie Keane, an Irish legend?
Yeah, it's mad, it's crazy. Like you're talking to a player that's like in that zone and plays up top and plays on the wing, so it's good to get like advice from a legend of Ireland like Robbie Keane, and he tells you what you can improve on and what you can work on. So it's always good to have him around the lads, and he still joins in and everything, and he's still got a bit. So yeah, it's good, it's very good.
What about your club football? How big a step up has that been from the League of Ireland?
Oh, it's been major. Like, you see the likes of here, you get probably a full house here, 4,000 probably, if even. First league game, you get 22,000, 23,000 at Fratton Park. It's crazy. Atmosphere is unbelievable. It is a step up, in a way, the tempo of the ball and the players. You're playing with better players and stuff like that. So it is a step up, but not. I wouldn't say it's overly a massive step up, because you see the likes of Irish internationals come out of Derry, and there still is a lot of potential in Derry. There's loads of talent in Derry, but you just got to keep your mind fresh, and like, if you really want it, then you got to go for it, really.
Portsmouth have always had a huge following. They're always a big support and big crowds, and I suppose they're what people would have called a sleeping giant, where you're just waiting in that moment where they can step up maybe to the Championship and then have a year or two and try and get the Premier League.
Yeah, like, they're a massive club. Like, the likes of the players that's been there before, like Crenshaw, Defoe, Crouch, Harry Redknapp, like big players and big managers have been there, and like it is a Championship side, if not Premier League side. You've showed they've been in the Prem for how many years and been in the Championship for how many years. I think we just hit a couple of years ago when they went into the whole business of financials and stuff like that, we just dropped down. But like this season, we played outstanding. We were at the top of the league for 3 months. I think we were the first team to be in the whole league to be top of the table for so long, and we've got the players to do it. It was just, we hit a bad spell December, January, and that's what caught us off guard a bit. But this new season now, I think we'll be going at it hard, and the gaffer knows what he wants, really, and hopefully we get the players on board and we can maintain it and keep it going.